The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
There's only one Eric's Family Barbecue location in Arizona. That's right, just one. It's in Avondale, and it's worth the drive over and over again. Barbecue restaurants that have several locations usually cut their quality for expansion. Not Eric's Family Barbecue. Eric serves Texas-style barbecue that never disappoints, always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Now, we know brisket is king, but have you tried their pulled pork with coleslaw? It's a match made in heaven. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite, repeat. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
Still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
Couple of baseless fun facts. There's no expiration date on honey and Brady sauce.
Well,
I mean, okay.
Come on now. Why'd you print the label then?
It's the only food that can actually last forever.
Yeah.
Can it stay in a warehouse for two summers?
Yeah.
Honey?
Honey can.
Oh, yeah.
Honey stays good forever, no matter what. You light honey on fire, put it back.
That's a you can. Interesting way to go
try
with
it.
That.
Put it back. You can, eat, right. You can eat like 100 years later. Cooked honey.
Unless it's that, where do we go, where it was honey sauce?
Honey sauce is Kentucky Fried Chicken. That's
yeah,
not honey.
That's honey sauce.
And the guy has to say it because it's. I think they'll get sued otherwise. If you like some honey sauce or buttery spread.
I can't say it's honey.
Didn't have butter, didn't have honey. Can I have some honey? We have honey sauce. That's what I asked you for. Here's your honey sauce. And on the package it says honey sauce. And I'm like, that's not honey. Like, I need some butter also. We have buttery spread. I'm like, all right. Right. What does that mean?
I forgot about the
it's
buttery
spread.
It's buttery spread.
It's butter-like. What are you talking about?
Why just call it butter-ish?
Butter. It can't believe it's not butter. They're pretty upfront with it. Buttery spread. Why don't you use butter? Prices.
Listen.
This chicken place is not doing well enough.
I thought you guys have millions of locations.
Okay. Buttery spread, honey sauce.
John, weird? I've been saying this for years. Pringles aren't chips either. Stop it. Wow.
What are they? What are they, Chris?
It's like mashed potatoes pressed into a chip.
They don't call them potato chips. They just call them
Pringles.
Yeah.
I think they just call them Pringles. It's a brand of...
Still potatoes, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
It's sawdust.
Vegan Rob's cauliflower Pringles. They're
the
better.
Name is Vegan Rob's?
Yeah, I know.
I thought you didn't like anything.
I would hate it normally until I tasted one. I'm like, all right.
Vegan Rob, you've got me.
Basically, I go into the pantry and I'm like, Vegan Rob, I don't like you and you don't like me.
But
these chips are unavoidably delicious. Going to dig into this. It's just like a Pringles can. So I put my hand over the logo and pretend it's Pringles, but they are phenomenal.
So they're vegan Pringles made of?
Basically, cauliflower. Phenomenal.
Do they don't taste like bread. Cauliflower.
They taste.
See, everybody swears by those Costco cauliflower pizzas.
I'm not talking
can't
about
do it.
That. Cauliflower pizza's not bad. It's not pizza pizza, but it's good. The Vegan Rob's cauliflower chips, give them a run.
Yeah?
Yeah. You'll at first you'll be like, that's a little bit. And then the next thing you know, you're like, I like these more than Pringles.
Rhonda Novak lives in Tyrone, Pennsylvania. She's 52
Brett,
years
really?
Old.
Come on.
You laughed at Tyrone, Pennsylvania.
I had to think for a second. What's he snickering at now? Tyrone.
He started to snort.
I know.
Turn your mic
it's
off.
Unbelievable.
Come on. It's got to be a line. Although it is kind of funny.
See?
You just think, who are we going to name the city after? Hey, Tyrone got 25-5 last night. He is crushing it in the 5A. Intramurals, he's a killer. We're going to name the city after your ass, Tyrone. You keep it up. He's the first player in the city dunk. Tyrone, Pennsylvania.
Rhonda was charged with 3 misdemeanor counts of terroristic threats, disorderly conduct, and trespassing. She got in an argument with her neighbor, ran back in her house, grabbed a knife.
Uh-oh.
Neighbor shuts the door. She knocks on the door violently with the handle of the knife.
Uh-oh.
The neighbor's looking out the window. She sees they're looking out the window. And she licks the blade of the knife.
Ooh, cool.
While eye contact with the neighbor. Saying,
yes.
I'm going to gut you like a trout.
That's a news story? A lady licking a knife?
Yeah.
Nothing happened.
It's for Halloween.
Well,
I
sure,
think.
Yeah, I guess that's it. But nothing really occurred.
Other than the threats.
No, she got nutty and went inside. That happens every day. Gotta like that, though.
Yeah, I did. Barry White was a gang member as a teenager.
Racist.
But after he went to jail and heard an Elvis song on the radio, decided
to
turn his skills to music. Worked out pretty good.
Barry White's still the smoothest dude in the world.
Coca-Cola wanted to raise their prices from 5 cents a bottle in 1953, and they asked the Treasury Department to start making a 7.5-cent piece. They declined. So Coke eventually raised the price to 10 cents.
I want to see Barry just as bad as you do. Come down.
Video.
Come down.
Oh, he's naked and he's got a video recorder. Give me some real Barry White here. Listen to this.
Come here, baby.
He's the original Lizzo.
I can't take much more the way you dance.
Damn.
Oh, baby.
Tell me that voice is not just immediately. For some reason, as a man, something about that makes you tingle.
Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
He can musically put sex in the air.
I love you, baby. I'm with you, wrong or right. I'll keep you satisfied.
Goddamn. That seems crooning right there, Brad.
Everything.
God damn.
You're the answer to.
He's dead, right?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I should do it. Night of the Singing Dead to Barry White. Can you do it?
Oh,
hell.
Come on now.
I can sing, but I can't do that.
Marty's got vocal effects. Let him deepen your voice a little bit. Come on.
It's not
now.
Even about being deep. There's just something in that. That's what you know how when Arnell sings for Journey?
Yeah,
it sounds right, but it's not
there's
right.
Nothing, yeah, it's not Steve.
You can do a Barry White impression, and you're not doing Barry White. He's got that. There's something in it. It's magic.
Terrell got a deep voice?
Who?
Terrell? No. Let him do it.
He can't sing. He squeaks.
He's got a deep voice, but he can't. Yeah, he can't do that.
There's a high end. He can grumble. He can't do no Barry White. Nobody can do Barry White but Barry White. I love him. Oh, I got to listen to some Barry White today.
This senior in
Why
high
did we talk about Barry White? I can't remember. What was the story about him?
I don't remember.
Oh, he was a...
Oh, he's a
gang member.
Big gang member. Brady's racism, I forgot.
As a teen.
Forgot all about that.
Teen gangbanger.
Brady tried to sell Barry White as a teen gangbanger. Well, he can gangbang all he wants if it created this.
It's like the more you give, the more I want.
Oh, he was banging
all
right back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he was gangbanging for sure. He just laid it.
What can I say?
Oh, my God. Come on. This guy is the reason why I don't understand why anybody listens to that Marcus Meng show. Don't you love a voice that does that?
He probably has a version by Cannibal Corpse. They come
Cannibal Corpse.
All
right, yeah. Cannibal Corpse says, can't get enough of your love, babe.
Go get enough of your love.
Oh, we need to start a station.
Can't get enough of your love, babe.
Trip plays that on his station.
Down at the 92.7?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to deal with all the other stuff.
That's true.
Let's make it all Barry White.
Oh, all Barry
White. It's Trip Reeb here on your all Barry White radio station. Shut up, fathead. Ooh, nobody wants to hear you talk. I'm giving Phoenix a boner. Yeah.
Today's a good day.
Yeah, today's a good day. Weather's going to be about 78 degrees. Perfect day out there. Although you're going to notice a lot of humidity because all the ladies are going to be wet. I'm Trip Reeb.
All the things I feel.
Yeah, a lab avalanche.
That's, all right, calm down. Fungi. Don't call it a lab avalanche. I don't want a lab avalanche. It's gross, bro. That means a labs fella. Lab avalanche.
Do you know what? What one of those looks
just
like.
Don't even say it. Draw it for me.
Looks like a snail without a shell.
Google Trends found each state what they're obsessed with, each Halloween candy that individual states are obsessed with.
I think we were candy corn a couple years ago.
Oh, were we?
Yeah,
I'm moving. So, yeah.
Candy corn is only one state.
Good.
This time, West Virginia.
Oh, they're hillbillies. How do they chew it?
Melts in your mouth.
Yeah, it's going to heat it up.
You soften it up.
Oh, you put it on some foil and you put a
and
fire
it dissolves
under it.
And
you inhale it. Like everything else in West Virginia.
Arizona is Kit Kats and Twix.
Yes.
I can get behind that.
That's good. Well done.
What's OH?
Barbecue
OH
sauce.
Is Reese's peanut butter cups.
That's a good one.
I can combine that too.
Let's see. Where else are we? I was looking for Montana. Huckleberry. No. Where was it?
It's the M one. Probably alphabetical. Did they do it alphabetically?
After the L's?
No, they listed the candy and then how many states.
To N, you
some
went
have
far.
Multiple yeah. states behind it. And
got Illinois?
Sorry, Toledo. They don't like candy.
Okay.
And you know what I'm done with?
Uh-oh.
This
Montana Baby Ruth.
Every parent worried that they think they're bad parents for letting their kids have Halloween candy. So they've got this indignant nature about, like, well, I don't allow my child to actually eat the candy. We give them a nice gift and give the candy away.
We've created a pagan.
It's ridiculous.
The Halloween fairy.
Or the parent
right.
that
and
says,
you trade the candy in for
let your kids. Yep. Then don't let them go out and get the don't collect it. Don't make your neighbors go buy a bunch of candy. If all of you are so against your child pouring poison into its body, I see your kids. None
There's
of them are
some
in
parents in our neighborhood that will do the candy. Well, I let them have a piece of candy for every vegetable that they have.
Ugh. Because that's a show to you.
Well, they don't want
because they know
go
you'll
to one house.
Exactly. Yeah, and then you put all your candy in a jar, and then Halloween.
You're raising a serial killer.
Yeah,
doing
those
that.
Kids. I look at they're all pounding candy like no tomorrow.
Oh yeah. They're over at their buddy's house yeah. digging into their stash.
And they also get a present for giving some of it back. But we donate it.
Yeah,
to
which sucks for that buddy because he loses half his
That's
candy.
True, too. Yeah.
Yeah. I talked to my friend of color and his says, hell no, those kids get candy. And they have the contest like who could fill the pillowcase first. And their brothers, yeah. they fight over it. And he goes, let them have it. And then and I get some of it. Like that's the way it's supposed to be. And that's the truth.
Put those kids to work.
But the Gilberts and the Mesas and the Arcadias are like, oh, I would never let my child have that much candy. Well, how's your kid 300 pounds at age 8 then? He eats nothing but vegetables and small roughage. Uh-huh. Halloween's off the menu, huh?
Sushi.
Yeah, we just have sushi, and then on Halloween we allow him to run around and experience it, but we're against it. That's enough of that. You let your kids eat candy.
This 29-year-old guy, Andrew Emery, carjacked a woman early yesterday morning in downtown Atlanta. While armed with a bow and arrow. First, he tried to steal a security guard's car, but that failed. Then he moved on to an easier target that he used as a target. The woman was sitting in her car, and Andrew fired an arrow into her windshield. He also threw a fire extinguisher at her car. She eventually let him take the car.
Sure.
He didn't make it very far. He crashed into an overpass less than an hour later. When cops showed up, they expected to find the crash victim who needed help, but he wouldn't get out. A little standoff for about 20 minutes because he had his compound bow with him.
Sure.
And then he threatened, he was pointing it at the officer.
Just take him down.
They did. They fired a shot
Good.
In there. Didn't kill him.
No.
He was given multiple verbal warnings. Put the bow down.
Is he a white guy?
I think so.
See, this is what gives black people their argument. Any black guy with a compound bow in the streets get knocked out before he even lifts it. Like if you're just walking around and like he fits the description of a black man with a compound bow, there's not going to be much talk. And I don't think there should be for anyone. I think that's where the problem lives. Everybody keeps saying, how can we train our cops not? I think you shoot anybody walking around the street with a compound bow when there's been a recent compound bow crime. If you're just walking around with compound bow.
Yeah.
You take a bullet from the police immediately. And that's how I would retrain the police if it were me. They'd shoot more. More races, more people, more just less concern about who's doing what to who. Dude, you think he's got a... I thought he had a knife. It was his cell phone. Well, we do it to everybody.
Shoot first, ask questions
that's
later.
That's the difference. You got to do it to everybody. Whitey with a compound bow got a couple of questions. Then the black people are 100% right that the cops are given extra chances. Because I guarantee Lamont isn't getting a couple questions standing in Watts with a compound bow in the middle of the road.
Pointing at you.
He's going to get shot. And not many people are going to be against it. Anybody with a compound bow, let that be a lesson. If you're not hunting in the woods, if you're on, you know, Dunlap, and you're walking with a compound bow, I might shoot you. What's he doing? We just left the Bass Pro Shops. No, they'd bag that up. Or mail it to him.
The grifter of the day,
I'd shoot anybody with just a quill. You don't even need the bow. Just the idea of thinking you're going to shoot a bow and arrow.
This ex-Russian soldier, Kirill Tereshin, is 25 years old. He goes by two nicknames. He's the Russian Popeye.
Big forearm.
He did. He injected a bunch of petroleum jelly in his biceps to make
these Vaseline? Meat.
Yes.
That's what that Brazilian did and died.
3 liters in each arm.
Oh, man.
And because of the pandemic of the past year, they're like, you got to get out of there. You could potentially die.
Yeah.
And they couldn't get him in because they shut everything down.
Oh, man.
They removed his triceps.
They took him off?
He jacked those up, too, but not like the biceps. Here's the first picture.
Wait, that works?
Russian Popeye.
Oh, my God, you idiot.
And then big fan of the...
This kid
of his
shouldn't
leader,
be allowed.
Put his communist
Look,
leader on the
that's
tattoo
pretty awesome.
On the bicep.
That's pretty great. But he thought this looked real, like this was a natural look.
His other nickname is Bazooka.
Am I looking at him in a... He's about to go into an MRI tube, and he's
Looks
flexing?
Like it, yep.
He's flexing his Vaseline arm?
Yeah. He did
it. Get a load of that guy.
He goes, I was 20 when I started doing it, and
what
I was
moron.
Trying to build... Yeah. His Instagram followers
up.
350,000 followers.
Sure. To see a freak.
Doctors warned him the risk of losing the use of his arms after he injected himself with 3 liters.
That's huge. Think of a 2-liter thing of Pepsi.
Yeah.
And then add a liter to it and shove it in your arm. And it isn't his forearms. It's his bicep. Like, he's put it up in the... He's making the guns, you know, expand. Maybe at first it looked okay, but the rest of him is skinny as a rail. That's, you know what, people like that, if you're thinking that's the way you want to get in shape, I encourage it. Fire all the Vaseline into that body of yours as fast as you can. You'll look great. We'll get Darwin working on you real fast to get a couple of years of Instagram attention, and then the Vaseline attacks your heart and you die. One less moron on my planet. I'm for it.
Well, if you think Kirill is stupid.
I do.
This 15-year-old kid topped him. 15-year-old kid lives in Britain, underwent emergency surgery to remove a USB cable that had become lodged in his urethra. According to reports, he was triggered by sexual curiosity and was using the cable to measure his manhood.
Oh.
Internal measurement, I guess.
So he's just threatening that 10-pin lightning?
I've never put my lightning cable. Yeah. I mean, I've never...
Try it. You could thread it in there. And just keep going going and going until it gets way deep. And I'm really impressed if you go USB side first.
Yeah, the problem is pulling it out and then scraping
the
innards.
The real pin from the old iPhones.
Oh, the old one. The real problem is I never get it right the first time. I always try to plug it in and I'm always wrong. Got to turn it over. Wonder if it's the same when you're shoving it in your wang. Good Lord. Another guy that get off my planet. I want to start a whole movement of get off my planet. You want to eat Tide Pods? Get off my planet. Why are we saving these people? We have dumb hiker laws. We shouldn't waste doctors' time with somebody who ate Tide Pods on purpose or climbed those milk crates. You're going to wait in the lobby for a while. But he's dying. Yeah. Get off my planet. I want to start the Core Institute Get Off My Planet Hospital, where everybody who's done something that the internet said was a good idea. I've read, like, medical journals where the guys tried to hump a 45-pound weight and their wangs got stuck on it.
Yeah.
And they had to go to the doctor. I mean, get off my planet. You're all done here. We're going to let you live with that thing on your dick until you die.
You have
Darwin's
failure.
Hospital.
I'm sorry. We've got to see Popeye first.
Right. No. I don't see any of
you.
I don't even have medical training. It's Darwin's Hospital. Just have the big hospital. And dummies will show up at that. Like, you did what then? Oh, I shot a bunch of Vaseline in my arms to look bigger. Okay. We'll be with you in a minute. And they just wait into the lobby until they die.
A recent study published in the International Journal of Humor Research says class clowns tend to be more intelligent than other students.
You said it right. I was worried that it was for human research and not humor research.
It was humor research. Researchers found that funny kids often are better verbal reasoning, have better verbal reasoning skills, and higher levels of general knowledge.
Those are the best moments.
Well, there you have it.
So smarter kids make sentences.
Now,
to boil it down.
Those kids say sentences. They make words good.
I'll add this in. Being funny at 40 doesn't necessarily mean you're super smart.
All right. Well,
retrogrades.
The lead author says that.
Shooting arrows at me for some reason.
No, I'm just saying.
Said that kind of in a
that means my verbal
tone.
Skills go away the
right.
older you get.
But you're still smart.
Yeah. A 46-year-old woman in the UK named Claire Vickers recently broke into a water park with her boyfriend, Barry Douglas. It was around 2 in the morning. They both were drunk. They got in by crawling under a fence. Once they were in, they made their way to a set of water slides.
That weren't on?
Nope.
They're just going to skid down.
So they splashed down some, I guess they had some water, some liquid.
Lubricant.
Yeah. Tried to make the slides a little slicker.
They got stuck.
It was a big yellow slide that's a straight shot.
Oh.
It was dark.
Oh.
So they were too drunk to realize that the end of the slide was blocked off.
No!
They both went down, hit the barrier, and both shattered their ankles.
Oh.
Claire shattered one. Barry did both of them.
No! Were they in full hump slide, too?
I'm not sure, but there's a picture of them.
Oh.
They
put up a wall at the end
a
of the slide
at the end of the day? For idiots that slide down.
Wow. Why not just,
I guess.
Why not put up better fences around the park?
Well.
Doesn't that seem that could be a hazard during park hours that wall malfunctions and goes back up?
A water park in England is constantly wet.
Yeah,
it's
always raining.
Somewhere.
I bet they smelled like blood and cherry lube.
Oh. And curry.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
My ankle, it's disgusting. I busted it up. There's so much blood.
There is some momentum going down, too.
We was using blood as lubricant.
Oh, there they are in their wheelchairs. That's hilarious.
We got a weightlifting accident. Trying to do a...
I don't like these.
The ground...
Clean and jerk.
Oh,
press.
Oh, he's going over the head. Oh!
And then he rolls!
He tries to go with a straight press over his head with thousands of pounds. The arms go behind his head in a direction you're not supposed to go. And then
it wheelbarrows him
over his neck, and then he's dead.
Oh.
That guy's never going to walk again.
Does he face plant? He bounces off the...
Well, until his muscles completely atrophy, he's at least going to look good in the chair for a couple months. Wow! Turned him into a stomper.
He was.
Wow. Roll in. I've never seen that happen before. The weights go behind his head,
Throw
him forward, pin his head to the ground between the weights, and then he just starts walking forward as the weights roll.
Let go, man.
It's horrible. Larry, watch this. Show that again.
One more time.
Oh, wait, watch. This Larry's been lifting weights lately. Do this one at home, Larry.
Oh.
It doesn't look like Gumby. His ass is the only thing up. He's the new morning show host at KDK.
Yeah.
This is some impressive
hot new morning show.
Hey, I'm Strong Wheelie, the hot new show. My name's Strong Wheel. I'm a guardian. Can't say the other thing I used to be.
I satisfy all the EEO paperwork.
Yeah, look at me rolling into the elevator no one uses. Les Holmberg's all chopped up.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's FamilyBBQ.com.